July 26, 2009. The following was recorded at North Branch Reformed Church in Bridgewater, New Jersey, in the United States. Please visit us online at nbrc.com.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I ask if you will stand together and let us sing together. Brothers and sisters, as we sing, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," we recognize this gracious God who loves us, who gives us so graciously, so lovingly, so bountifully all that we have and all that we are. In the same way, this loving and gracious and giving God calls us to share with each other. I ask you to step outside your pews and greet those around you. I'll come up with you. Yeah. Oh, you get to come.
You're part of us.
Ed. What?
Ed.
Ed.
Ed. Go.
Come on, adult leaders.
We had the best time ever. Seriously, I'm not even joking. It was amazing.
You want to read it?
On July 14th.
Oh, no. Come on. Okay. This is where we're staying. We
No, I just tell you, I'm standing in his field.
Cows.
The amazing one to hand staff.
Peggy.
She was one of those toes. Irma.
She was a slave driver. Kirk.
Laura. Student at Hope College.
Steve.
He was the only guy.
And the RC
We rebuilt all our strong men.
Oh,
it was the scariest bridge ever.
It was the coolest bridge ever.
It was done. That was
tons of poison ivy and bugs. Yeah, there are a ton of bugs.
See what your
bridge
strong men do if you ever need yard work.
We build bridges here. Don't tear them down. We do.
There's Judy back in the last nail.
That's a cute picture. This is
the
living room. Yeah.
Johnny's
the
log cabin. It's Johnny's sports school.
That's the girls' room. It's really dark.
Tutoring.
A bunch of us tutored. Me, Matt, Veronica, and Sarah did. Four kids from down there. They were all going to middle school and up.
I was a smiley face bandana, just saying that.
And we taught them about leadership and communication. It was very cool.
By the way, Ricky called me the other day. He told me he caught a catfish, so it was a good time.
Oh, yeah, go me. After we went to a waterfall, and then that night we went to Miss Peggy's church, who was the woman who cooked and cleaned for us. So she was, like, so happy that we came. Oh. And
with the fireworks, we were, like, right underneath the wall, and they were just all going over, and it's on you, buddy.
That was a morning chore. Every morning, the cow.
Yeah, that was one of the morning chores. Sarah on the balcony conquering her fear of heights. Those are all our shoes. It was a mess. Picking mint. Those are all the kids.
Goats.
Baby goats. We had for hours. We sat there singing.
That was awesome.
Matt was screaming. Some of us were singing.
I tried.
It was a good time.
You guys were good time.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs, best food in the world. Fire.
That's the goats.
Another one. Times the fall.
This is the Cumberland Falls, the Niagara Falls of the South. There were big boulders and a bunch of us went, and then we went hiking to this waterfall.
We all stood under that. It was crazy.
It was
ridiculous.
So it was so cold.
That was so awesome.
There's all of us underneath the waterfall.
It was crazy. Did you like walk on one spot and then just right under? Everybody get cold and get a
hair. This is Irma's cabin. When she was 75 years old, she numbered the bricks in her, or numbered the logs in her cabin, brought them down 10 miles down the road, and rebuilt it. So it was a pretty amazing woman. So thank you guys for all your support. We had a bunch of fun. If you want to know any more details, ask any of
us. And a lot more pictures, so yeah. We just finished up.
Forward for the children's message.
Still more coming. Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Did everyone see the balloons? Yeah? No, you didn't see them? They didn't come over my house either. Okay. You went to the festival? Cool. Maybe? Hopefully. They're awesome. Okay, so we're going to talk about treasures and what we truly treasure in life. So what do you treasure? Like, what is your number one treasure? Go ahead. Money? What about anybody else? What's your true treasure? Family? That's a good one. What about you? Your family. It's a good one. Go ahead. Your brothers, another awesome one. Okay. Well, sadly, I really like my phone. I'm a teenager. I'm sorry. So, we're going to talk about what we treasure here on earth, but what really matters is what we treasure in our heart. So, when we go to heaven, am I going to have my cell phone? No. And so, if you really like your Xbox or your GameCube or Barbies, you're not going to have those in heaven, so they're not what truly matter. What truly matters is your family and God. So what you keep in your heart and you bring up to heaven is what is really your treasure, because it's with God, right? Yeah. All right, so let's pray. Dear God, thank you for bringing us here all today so we can worship your name. Thank you for showing us true treasures in life, and we can't wait to visit your kingdom one day. Amen.
Be seated. And while you're doing so, I'll encourage you to pull out your bulletins as I highlight a few of the things going on within our congregation at this time. The first one that I'd like to draw your attention to is not in your bulletins, so you got to listen for this one rather than look for it. But as some of you that came in the back door will notice, our Building and Grounds Committee has been working very hard this weekend in recarpeting and repainting the staff offices. And they could use a little assistance, if you are available, on Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. to move desks, file cabinets, whatever, all back into those offices. So if you happen to be free and available at that time, they would love to have your help. And just spontaneously, I'd just like to thank the Building and Grounds Committee. I think they're probably a committee that does a lot more than most of us realize and probably don't get a whole lot of recognition. So with that said, if you'll turn with me now to page, let's see, starting on page 5 is where I'm going to highlight. Under the fellowship heading, the Villagers Theater. Villagers is a theater that a theater troupe or a theater location. I guess I don't know the answer to that, but you can read there for details that there a bunch of the folks from the congregation get tickets together and go to see some plays. So if that's a fellowship opportunity you'd be interested in, contact Fred Yarnell. Underneath that, fellowship hour host, as you may notice, we still run the slides at the beginning of service highlighting some different announcements, and one of those is this one, that we need folks to sign up to provide the lemonade on the lawn, or depending on what the weather is today, we'll either be in fellowship hall or on the lawn. But for the rest of the summer, we still need people to sign up to help out with that. So if you're going to be around, please consider helping. If you'll turn over with me to page 6, I'm going to highlight one other announcement. Under the youth heading at the bottom of page 6, we need some more church school teachers for the upcoming month of August for our 4-year-old through 2nd grade classes. At this point, I think we've got a couple of the days filled, but in order to offer this ministry, we need some more people to help out. So if you are willing, I provide curriculum. You can talk to me for more details, but there's also a sign-up in Fellowship Hall if you might be willing to help out, even on one Sunday. We try and have 2 adults there each time. So please consider that. And with that said, the exciting things that are going on in our congregation, one of the exciting things is the fact that we're here today. The fact that we have the opportunity to worship together, to grow together, continue to know more and more this God who loves us and know one another more and more. Will you pray with me? Oh God, as we take a moment amidst what may be our busy weeks or the excitement of the activities going on, may your excitement burn within our hearts this day. May we be reminded of the joys that we have come from you and the love that you share with us so deeply. So as we hear your word today and as we experience it with one another, help it to penetrate our hearts, help it to lift our spirits and challenge us further to be your people. I pray all these things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you please stand for our gospel reading this morning?
Good morning. This morning's scripture is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 16 through 24. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you that they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. That last piece, this is the word of the Lord. Profound statement. We ever take time to think about it, or is it just kind of the last words that we read once the scripture lesson has been read? As we read it, does it impact your heart in such a way that it is the word of the Lord? As that book sits on a shelf probably somewhere in your house, is it seen as the word of the Lord? As I prayed before the scripture lesson, I prayed that the word of the Lord would be something that we hear today, very much so. And I hope that it is. But I also prayed that it would be the word of the Lord that we experience today. Brothers and sisters, this is a deep and rich word that is intended for us today. This word of the Lord that we hear, but that we experience as well, is most definitely what I experienced in those slides that you saw and in the youth that I was privileged to be with, that we together went down to Kentucky with. We saw the word of the Lord incarnate. We saw the word of the Lord taking action. We saw the word of the Lord, as the scripture says today, building up treasures in heaven. Sure, we might have built a bridge too. Or we might have built a balcony or destroyed one, I guess, and hopefully it'll be fixed back up soon. This is the word of the Lord, brothers and sisters. The word of the Lord that I pray, as for me, likewise for you, changes lives. The word of the Lord that gives strength when you are weak. The word of the Lord that gives hope in times of struggle. The word of the Lord that gives joy and celebration, be it at a balloon festival, be it at a birthday party, an anniversary, a graduation party. This is the word of the Lord, brothers and sisters. Hear these words today. I really challenge you and encourage you to talk to some of those youth that you saw up here this morning and ask them to give words to a lot of those pictures that you saw. My guess is many of you, while I appreciated the commentary, many of you might not have caught a whole lot of what was being said up here. And that's okay, because they are such a blessing to us. And I am blessed to be a part of them in this ministry. So talk to them. Ask them about their experience. Ask me about our experience that you enabled, that you made possible. And maybe it will be a trigger or a reminder for you how you are being the word of the Lord in your support of them, but also maybe in the ways that you are the living word of the Lord. The way that you live. The way that you go about your activities. Our building and grounds committee. And our office repairs. I think many of you, in the ways that you live with your family, in your workplace, you are the word of the Lord. Kind of daunting, maybe, even a little bit. But God is able. And so as we hear this passage today, and as Sarah shared with our children, what is it in this life that we treasure? What do we treasure? What is it that we invest ourselves in so much that people realize that is our master? What is it that we treasure so much that we put so much time and thought and energy into? I mean, I was really excited to hear some of the children talking about family being treasure. Because if you look on the front of your bulletin, I think this is typically where most of our thoughts go. And Doris does a great job in putting it together for me. Look at all them pictures. And we heard Sarah mention her cell phone. And, you know, oh, is it the television? Is it the house? Is it the car? Is it money? What is it that we treasure? What is it that our lives communicate is important? If we are to be this living word of the Lord. As Jim started reading the scripture today, especially if you haven't been here, say, last week or the week before, you might have thought, what a bizarre place to start. But as those of you that have been here know, for the last several weeks now, and continuing on from here, Pastor Todd and I have been working on a series on the Sermon on the Mount. A phrase to many of us that might trigger things, okay, that's when Jesus taught X, Y, or Z. And so that's why we picked up where we did today, because Pastor Todd preached on the previous verses last week. And starting next week, I'll pick up right where we left off today. And so that my encouragement or challenge to you in this written word of the Lord, as well as being the living word of the Lord, is to take a moment, maybe even read next week's verses, read the next part in advance. That this word of the Lord might dwell in you richly. As I said, for many of us, that book may be more of something that's just on the shelf, instead of especially what the last line says in the passage that we read today. You cannot serve two masters. Is God your ultimate treasure? Is God spending time in prayer, in reading, in being the Word of the Lord incarnate? Or is your relationship with God something that's on the shelf when I get to it? I'll admit that it is for me at times. Thankfully, God is gracious. But this word of the Lord, this relationship that God desires for us. As you read, and if you may have followed along in your pew Bibles, you'll see that even the, eight verses that we read today has four different headings. So whoever edited and put this Bible together suggests that there are four different main ideas in this section. So it can be like, as you were hearing the scripture read, okay, now there's one, here's another. What does that have to do at all with what this first one was? And then there's even another one, and then even another one on top of that. What I'd like to suggest is they're not all so different. I'd like to bring them together for us today because that was the gospel writer's intention. There's a reason why Matthew put them in this order and put them together here. It's not that Jesus was some scatterbrained teacher that, okay, let me say one thing here about this, and now let me say one thing here about this. But no, Matthew has a very specific intention, just like Luke's gospel that has several of these same instructions, but kind of in a little different order, a little different place. But what I'd like to suggest is that it comes back to where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In the same way, whatever is your master is going to be your treasure, and that's where your heart is. Whatever it is that your eye sees and looks at is what is your master, is where your treasure is. To give that, flesh that out a little more for you, we hear about wandering eyes, right? Trying to think the best description, and the best one that I can come with, unfortunately, is a marital relationship, right? To be focused on one's spouse. But if one has a wandering eye for another man or woman, are we really focused on where our treasure is here? What is it that is our master? And I think it goes back to those same pictures on the front here. Well, my friend has a bigger house than I do. My friend has this really cool phone. My friend has this really nice car. All of a sudden, what is becoming our master? Where is our treasure? What are we most concerned about? What do we spend our time thinking about? So as you hear these words in this gospel today, let them not be fragmented little pieces off to the side, but let them come together. Let this be the word of the Lord for you today, to hear, to be challenged, to be reminded, to be encouraged. Because after all, this section especially, the Sermon on the Mount, many scholars suggest, you know, this is one of, if not the biggest, most important sections of teaching that Jesus has for his disciples. And in the same way that back in the day in Rome, I'd suggest if we are to be Jesus' disciples, these lessons are important for us. So hear these words and be the word. Be the word that lives, that serves, that treasures the things that are important. Where your heart is, there your treasure, or where your treasures are, that is where your heart will also be. Brothers and sisters, experience and know this love of God today. And think about all of those gifts in your life. All of those blessed people that surround you today. All of those people that you may come in contact with wherever you go. Know that God has blessed you. God has blessed you. Even if right now it doesn't feel like it. Know that God is with you. And know that we are here to be with each other, to care and to love, to support, to share in good and in struggle. Let us pray. Oh God, oh Lord Jesus Christ, may you be the Lord of our lives. May you be our master. May you be our treasure. May we feel and know your love and long to know you evermore. May we hear your word today. And again, may we experience and be your word today, so that your love and your grace might shine in our hearts, and that it might give glory to you, and it might draw others to you. I pray all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said. Will you stand, please, and join me in our confession of faith about who this Lord is, who this God is, who this Jesus is. As we say our Apostles' Creed together, and Again, it's one of those things that each person may have learned it with a slightly different nuance. So say it how your heart will lead you. And we say together, we believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Brothers and sisters, we are called to offer all of ourselves, all of our lives, all of our gifts, for they are gifts from God. So we do so in song this morning, and we do so as we give of our tithes as well.
So I just want to give a little reasoning why I picked this song. When I went on this trip, I really realized how the teenagers have grown up and kind of taken over. And I graduated and I retired this week. So I heard this song. It's a contemporary Christian song. One of the lyrics is, I see a generation rising up to take their place with selfless faith. And I think that really defines your church and your teenagers. So this is because I'm going to college and it's really sad for me. So I hope you all enjoy it. I don't mind if you've got something nice to say about me. I enjoy an accolade like the rest. And you can take my picture and hang it in a gallery of all the who's, who's, and so's used to be the best at such and such. That wouldn't matter much. I won't lie, it feels alright to see your name in lights. We all need that a boy or that a girl. But in the end, I'd like to hang my hat on more besides temporary trappings of this world. I wanna leave a legacy. How will they remember me? Did I choose to love? Did I point to you enough to make a mark on things? I wanna leave an offering, a child of mercy and grace who blessed your name unapologetically, and leave that kind of legacy. I don't have to look too far or too long a while to make a lengthy list of all that I enjoy. It's an accumulating, a trinket and a treasure pile, where thorns and rust, thieves and such will soon enough destroy. I wanna leave a legacy. How will they remember me? Did I choose to love? Did I point to you enough to make a mark on things? I wanna leave an offering, a child of mercy and grace who blessed your name unapologetically, and leave that kind of legacy. Not well traveled, not well read, not well to do or well bred. I just wanna hear instead, well done, good and and a faithful one. Hey, I want to leave a legacy. How will they remember me? Did I choose some love? And did I point to you enough to make a mark on things? I want to leave an offering, a child of mercy and grace, who blessed your name unapologetically. And leave that kind of legacy. I don't mind if you've got something nice to say about me.
Pray with me, please. We praise you, O Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for the gifts that you have given us to bless others. We pray that in our giving this day and from this day forward, that you would be blessed and that so many others would in turn receive that blessing. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. You may be seated. Brothers and sisters, what a blessing it is to be with one another, to have one another, to be encouraged, to be challenged, to share together in our joys and in our struggles. So we come together to offer our prayers of thanksgiving and our concerns as well. Will you join me, as Pastor Todd says, that I like it, so I'm going to use it, an open-eye prayer in which we give thanks and that we ask God for the needs that exist within our lives, within our community, within our world. Let us pray. Oh God, we are thankful, and we are to be thankful people. Sometimes it's difficult if there are challenges in our lives that make giving thanks difficult. But help us to continue to recognize your grace even amidst struggle, to be thankful, to recognize so many things, and in so many ways that you have blessed us. We thank you, O God, for strong shoulders and backs that carry us and others through tough times. We are thankful for the Kirkside family. We are thankful for all of our seniors that will be heading off to college, and Matt and Anna, and thankful that we will see them again as well. We are thankful for our Lord, for the good news regarding a daughter's health, and so many prayers. We're thankful for Darlene Purcell's mother-in-law's successful hip surgery, and we continue to pray for healing. We are thankful for good weather and good work to clean up after the trees that fell in last week's storm. Brothers and sisters, I invite you to add to these thanksgiving as we say together, Lord, we thank you for the wonderful fellowship that is so evident within this church. We give thanks for the life of Sarah Nevius, a longtime North Branch Church member who passed away this week. We give thanks for the amazing youth group and for Ed Stotz, who joined us on the mission trip and will be continuing different youth group activities upcoming. Give thanks for the wonderful women's ministry of this church that, again, is a blessing and so much of a light to folks that may not be familiar with our congregation, especially for their hard work at the Vaden wedding. So, thankful for my message, I guess, but in particular how it points out and reminds us of what our mission trip was and the blessing that this congregation was to make that possible and certainly just the blessing that it was to be able to be there and for friendship with Dan and shooting at the shooting range. So we give thanks that we can laugh. We give thanks that we can share our lives together. And we also recognize that there are needs within our congregation, that sometimes we need to laugh in those times that are difficult. And so we bring those prayers as well. We pray for Charlotte Carson, who is not able to attend church today, one of our Kirkside residents. We pray for Callie and John, the Vaden's daughter and new son-in-law, as they continue their mission survey trip in Indonesia and back and forth probably too, the travels. We pray for a co-worker, Jeff Taylor's wife, who has stomach cancer. We pray for strength and perseverance for those searching for jobs in this difficult economic environment. And certainly as we look in our bulletins, we continue to try and be a light in these difficult times for those people. And we look at so many listed here, and we know that that's even just a snapshot of those that are struggling in our world today. So we pray for our community and for our world in this difficult economic time, that our church might shine and might care for each other in whatever way that we can. We continue to offer up our prayers, and I invite you as we pray together, Lord, we ask you for. We pray for upcoming VBS, not tomorrow, but the following Monday, for all those involved in the preparations and for all the children that will be joining us, that it would be a blessing to all of us. We give thanks that Harold is here with us this morning and continued prayers for his daughter Dorothy on the loss of her son. Pray for the healing of Pete Indrasek. Pray for safety for all those traveling today, especially with the balloon festival and all those things going on. Continued prayers for a friend Thomas who is with IHN at one. No, he's not. Just a friend Thomas, and as his family struggles to get things back together. Prayers for all those that are trying to find God, and for all of us who may be helping others to do that. Pray for Glenn struggling with cancer. We combine all of these prayers with that great prayer that Jesus taught us to pray and that Jesus prays with us today as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, take the hand of the person beside you. It's been a while since I've done this, so we'll see if I get it right, or I'll ask you to help me if I don't. But remember, whoever you are and wherever you go, remember this, that Jesus goes with you, before you to prepare your path, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, beneath you in troubled times to carry you, but most importantly, within you, to give you his abiding and abundant peace, now and forevermore. And all God's people said, Amen.
You've been listening to a production of the North Branch Reformed Church in Bridgewater, New Jersey, in the United States. To connect with us online, visit nbrc.com. Thanks for listening.